Saudi Arabia has lifted the ban on women driving, jogging, going to stadiums to watch football matches, and the cinema. At the same time, the hashtag Mosque Me Too movement, calling out harassment by Muslim men during Hajj, also started. But will this be as effective as Hollywood's Me Too movement in changing Islam's long-standing patriarchy? Norma Hilton reports.
Women in Saudi Arabia can now drive, jog in public, go to cinemas, and watch football games in stadiums. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman recently announced these reforms as part of Vision 2030, an ambitious endeavor to increase opportunities for everyone in the country. Many Saudi Arabians are applauding him for the historic changes, including QUT business student Ragat Baz.
I think we were all expecting that, but the Crown Prince actually chose the right time to do it. If you look back like a few years ago, actually the country and the people, they weren't ready for this kind of change. But I think the Crown Prince made a very good decision to lift the ban at this time. Like, he chose the right time to do it. I think the people are now more open to change, and they are more aware of these kind of stuff, like going to cinemas and driving. They've started to see things in a different point of view.
Women in Saudi Arabia and other Muslim-majority countries are also coming forward with their stories of sexual harassment and Hajj, a religious pilgrimage with the hashtag Mosque Me Too movement. This comes after experts criticized the hashtag Me Too movement as only benefiting women in Hollywood and excluding laborers, tribal women, and sex workers.
What the movement can influence Saudi Arabia is by encouraging people to speak up and tell their stories, but it's still going to be a bit hard in our society to actually speak up and talk about these issues. The society is not actually, they're not very open about these things. Sexual harassment is very, very sensitive issues to Muslims, and it actually makes people more angry, and I think people should be open-minded about it a little bit before being able to speak up about it and share their experiences.
When less privileged women speak up, they are vilified by the public or accused of supporting Western cultural imperialism. Such consequences discourage other victims from coming forward and adds to the taboo surrounding sex and abuse. Ethnic Communities Council of Queensland chairperson Ms. Yasmin Khan applauds the women for coming forward, but points out the problematic consequences.
Well, I'm sure that there are women in Saudi Arabia who are going to celebrate those liberties and freedoms that they now have, and that's wonderful. And for so long they've been in a gilded cage, I suppose. But like I said, that's never going to progress to anything substantial unless the rest of the community come along. Now, there's no point in a woman being able to have the liberty to drive if her father is still not going to give her permission.
The recent rulings are also speculated to be serving Saudi Arabia's political interests and creating an image of progressiveness to the West, especially the U.S.
Changes have happened. That wasn't the natural progression of how the monarchy was supposed to go. So with his rise through the ranks and his taking over the monarchy, that's created a bit of suspense around the place as to, well, what's it all about and what does it all mean. I know that he's just come back from an American tour where he's been trying to woo the West, so to speak, or at least America. I know that Saudi Arabia and America have very close political ties, and that, of course, infuriates a lot of the Muslim world. So it's very difficult. And then there's, you know, the political stuff that's happening with Israel and Iran and the war in Yemen. So there's a whole heap of other complexities around some of those decisions that are making people a bit wary about accepting them totally and unconditionally.
Ms. Khan believes changing the cultural and societal context which leads to harassment must be addressed and dealt with by women and men.
But I hope that it also comes with a change in attitudes from the men as well in the community, because a lot of men will be, they'll be shocked, and they will probably not take the news quite so readily as women, who will embrace it completely. And there could be some adjustment for men, at least, to understand that it's a new dawn, and women's life and liberty in Saudi Arabia will be completely different.
And while hashtag MeToo is a noble endeavor, experts say it doesn't recognize the grassroots work in communities in countries such as Saudi Arabia, Ghana, and India. According to human rights activists, most of the women's rights organizations need proper funding to carry out their work in countries like Saudi Arabia with strict guardianship laws.
And that story was by Norma Hilton.